Cozon, Larry Colmus with that call, so dominant, wins by nearly 13 lengths in only his second career start. He's now undefeated, and he is truly a buzz horse for this year's Kentucky Derby, ridden by the nation's leading rider, Javier Castellano, and Javier joining me now on the Equine Forum. Javier, I have to tell you, my friend, that had to be as easy a win as you've had in a long time.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate the opportunity. It really was. It's a blessing to ride those kind of horses, and they're putting good spine in the game, and it's a lot of fun to ride. Absolutely.
You were quoted after the race as saying that this is why we do this. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, Javier, but that was your gist, that this is why we play this game. This is why you get up and get on all those horses for a horse like this. How good is Cozon?
No question about it. He improved himself. The first time I rode, very impressed. The way he did it, 7 foot long. I believe it was 14 horse in the car and in the race. And it was a bit, I had to rush a little bit out of the gate because I was way extreme outside and tried to knock it down, put it way wide in the first turn. But he did it so well the first time, and more impressed me the last time, the way he did it. Yeah, absolutely a very impressive horse.
Yeah, for a young horse to do what he is doing has to almost give you goosebumps when you're riding him, does it?
Absolutely. It's a great horse, and when you ride those kind of horses and just to go a ton of a home and you see by the 3/8 on the quarter pole, you have so much horse, he just is push about it and you go from there. When you ask, he took off it so nice and easily. And it's unbelievable. It's a great feeling.
I'm sure it is. You've had that feeling before. I think back to horses like Bernardini and to Ghost Zapper, and those horses really did things very, very easily, just like Cozon is doing. He's going to have some questions to answer, though, Javier. Up the road, he'll go in the Florida Derby to see if he can punch his ticket to the Kentucky Derby. Does he give you the feeling that this could be a very special Derby-type horse?
It really was. The first time I rode, he was impressed. And the first time I felt that kind of horse that's going to be that level. And the future, it's going to be a really great horse. And second time, he proved a lot. And with the way he did it last time, I believe it's the top horse in the country. And we don't see too many horses like that. And very fortunate to be on the horse. And first of all, I appreciate all the opportunity, and it's a pleasure, all the team, they give me the opportunity to ride those kind of horses.
Javier Castellano, the nation's leading rider, joining me on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Javier, how about the horse that you're going to get a leg up on today in the Swale, Daredevil? You're very familiar with him as well. Talk to me about him.
A really nice horse. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened the last time. Very impressive the way he did it in the Champagne, just galloped along and phenomenal perform. Unfortunately, something happened for some reason. He didn't show up at the Breeders' Cup. He come out a long way, and the horse, he's doing really phenomenal right now. He's training so well. Hopefully, that's the day today. And I like the way he's been doing it, and I think I'm looking forward to today.
Yeah, just like Cozon, this isn't the goal. The goal comes on the first Saturday in May, so Todd wants to have his horses ready to peak on that day. What are you looking for at this time of the year when you climb aboard these three-year-olds, Javier? As a jockey, what are you trying to feel? What are you trying to see moving forward with them?
Well, a lot of research, believe it or not, it's about 2 months, maybe two, almost three, to go to the Kentucky Derby. And still, we radio, we try to search the best horses in the ground. We try to step by step. We see how they develop it from now to then. And you see how develop the horses, because you never know in this game. You got to go day by day, week by week, and see how develop the horses, and looking forward.
when you get aboard Daredevil today, you're going to have to make some decisions because of his post position. Have you already come up with your plan A, your plan B, and your plan C?
Always. No question about it. He's a nice horse. I think he can put himself in good position. A lot of spin the race. I got the one post, inside post. Sometimes it's advantage, sometimes it's advantage. But today, I think, looking forward today, it's a great horse. He got good mentality, and the horse is doing phenomenal. And see how developed for the first jump, you know. I know it's a sprinter race, and we're looking forward to the best position on the ground and try to find the better spot for him and give you opportunity to win the race.
I want to ask you about your back-to-back Eclipse Awards. You and I haven't had the chance to talk on the radio since you won your second one earlier this year. But one more question on Kozan. One thing that I noticed in that race is that he was kind of in behind horses early and getting some dirt thrown in his face. Was that maybe by design, Javier, to teach him a little bit of a lesson moving forward?
That's correct, Mike. That's the goal with that race. Teach you something a little bit out of the game, you know, the horse. And he worked out great. And a couple of horses got the speed handicapped the way they race. But we want to teach you something, educate the horse a little bit, and go from there. I know he's so much talented horse. He can be the steel. But we want to learn something a little bit. This horse, he can prove. He can move forward. And I teach a little bit something, let him get there and play a little bit. And then right away, early in the race, I put in good spot. And the clear spot, give a chance to the horses. He go with the same rhythm. And I think he worked out great. He took a lot of there in the play. He learned a little bit the lesson. And he got great education. He got good mind. And he's a great developer horse. I think we want to see the horse for the future.
Javier, I don't know if there's been a jockey in the country that's had as memorable a last month as you have. When you think back to earning that second Eclipse Award and then winning your 4,000th career race and reaching that milestone, tell me about these last 6 or 7 weeks. What's it been like?
Amazing. I'm living my life. Thank God. I'm very blessed and fortunate to be in that spot. That's the dream, any jockey you want to be. And I don't have a word to describe it with right now in my life. I've been very blessed. Ride a lot of good horses lately, you know, the last couple of years. And it's a team effort, you know. I have a lot of support. My agent, Matt Musica, he did a phenomenal job. He tried to manage my career. And a lot of help, you know, a lot of training. They give me a lot of confidence, building my confidence to ride the best horses in the ground. And it's amazing. That's the reason we work for. And I'm trying to step by step, make some goals, go through, and enjoy my life and try to do the best with what we want to. You know, I have a dream when I started riding horses in my career. I come from my family. It was a jockey. My father always, I want to be in the top of the game. I learned it from my dad. He was my hero. And that's what we're here. We work hard for this, and I enjoy my life.
Well, Javier, it's great to see all that hard work paying off. You are a true ambassador for the sport of racing. You're a class act, and I can't thank you enough for being with me here this morning. All the best with Daredevil and Kozan, and safe trip every single time you get a leg up, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate for the opportunity, and I'm glad to be here.
All right, say hi to Abby and the kids for me.
Yes, I will. Thanks a lot.